At Australian Family Lawyers, we do family law a little differently. We have a team of experienced family lawyers who speak your language. If you're in Melbourne, call us today on 03 9088 3144. Or if you're in Sydney, 02 9188 2031. Now, here is your podcast.
Some things never change, and sadly, in the context of family law, divorce and separation are on the rise. But do we really understand what separation is, or for that matter, divorce? To discuss these topics, I'm joined by Lydia from Australian Family Lawyers. Lydia, broadly speaking, when can a married couple apply for a divorce?
Oh, hello, Dan. Thank you for your question. Married couples can apply for divorce in Australia, provided that the marriage is broken down irretrievably. Couples must have been separated for at least 12 months. And importantly, one of the parties must regard Australia as their home and intend to live in Australia indefinitely, or be an Australian citizen by birth, descent, or by grant of Australian citizenship, or live in Australia and have done so for 12 months immediately before filing for divorce. Now, another important point is that in Australia, there is a no-fault divorce. Now, what this means, Dan, is that when determining whether to grant a divorce, the court does not consider why the marriage ended. And the only ground for divorce is that the marriage is broken down and that there's no reasonable likelihood that the parties will get back together. So essentially, it's a three-step process to getting a divorce, and that's what I'd like to discuss with you today, Dan.
So what are the steps involved when applying for a divorce?
Okay, so as I've already outlined briefly in the beginning, the first step that is necessary is the parties must have been separated. So you must have been separated for at least 12 months prior to applying for your divorce.
Now, we often hear people talk about separation under one roof. What does that actually mean?
Yes, absolutely, Dan. So separation can include spouses being separated under the one roof. So what that means is that the law understands that sometimes, you know, following a separation, spouses still have to live in the same house. One party might still perform some of the household duties, you know, such as washing, cooking, ironing. So a separation under the one roof is where you have been separated for over 12 months, but you live in the same home with your spouse during part or all of the 12 months, immediately before you apply for divorce, or you are still living in the same home with your spouse before you apply for that for your divorce. So it's important to also note here that spouses that do live under the same roof can still get a divorce. However, they will need to satisfy the court that they were separated for 12 months, and you need to support your divorce application with an affidavit. Now, in your affidavit, you need to show the court that you and your spouse obviously have separated, and you'll need to explain matters such as whether there's been any change in sleeping arrangements, whether there's been any reduction in shared activities, you know, or family outings. Whether there's been any decline, you know, in performing household duties, whether there's been any division of finances. So, for example, if, you know, you've opened up separate bank accounts, that will also need to be included in the affidavit. And any other relevant matters that show that you have separated from your spouse under the one roof, whether you've notified family or friends that you've separated from your spouse. It's also important, Dan, that in your affidavit you explain why you continue to live in the same home following separation. It could have been because of financial circumstances. You know, you might not have been in a financial position to be able to go and rent accommodation on your own. If you have any intention of changing the living arrangements. What also in this context, it's important to note if you have any children under the age of 18 of the marriage, what living arrangements have been provided for those children. If you're in receipt of any government funds such as Centrelink or child support. That will also should be noted in your affidavit. Also noting whether you've advised these government departments that you have separated, but you are living under the same roof. Mm. If you've received any correspondence from these government departments, it's also important to attach a copy of that to your affidavit. If you do intend to rely on separation under the one roof, so that you can apply for a divorce, you should also make sure that family, friends, neighbours are also aware of you being separated under the one roof, because the court usually requires evidence, once again, by way of affidavit, from your neighbour, friend or relative. Now, this is usually termed corroborative evidence, this is to show to the court that indeed there has been separation under the one roof. I'll move on to Dan now, the second step, which is preparing your application for a divorce. Mm-hmm. Now, you can apply for a divorce in Australia by yourself, or you can make that application jointly with your spouse. However, we do recommend legal assistance with preparing your application. Either way, whether you do this on your own or you do seek legal assistance, you will need to complete an application for divorce form, which is fairly straightforward. Now, when you file your application, you will also be charged with a court filing fee. Okay, now you may be eligible for a reduced fee if you hold certain government concession cards, or you can demonstrate financial hardship to the court. Once you file your application for divorce, the court will then obviously provide you with a hearing date. So this now brings us to the third step in the divorce process, and this is now preparing for your court hearing. Once you have your hearing date, you must then attend the divorce hearing. In circumstances where you have made the application for your divorce yourself, and or where you and your former spouse have children who are under the age of 18 years. Now, if you have engaged a solicitor can appear on your behalf when you've made that application yourself.
That whole notion of, you know, going to a hearing or going to court will probably be overwhelming for many people. What actually happens at that hearing?
Yes, Dan, it definitely can be overwhelming. Well, the divorce hearing will be, your matter will be one of many divorce applications being heard by the court on that day. Mm-hmm. They are fairly straightforward. They might not take more than 5, 10 or 15 minutes if there's no issues. When you arrive, it's important to tell the court your name and so that they can note your attendance. You then take a seat in the courtroom, and then you wait for your name to be called. If you have engaged a lawyer, then your lawyer will obviously attend the hearing on your behalf and proceed with the matter. So as I outlined just earlier, divorce hearings are generally quite brief. During the hearing, the registrar may ask you questions about information that's included in your application for divorce, also questions about service of the application, which I will get to in a moment. Where there are young children involved under the age of 18, the registrar normally will ask questions about the arrangements for the children, such as which parent they live with, how often they spend time with the other parent, and how they are financially supported.
And Lydia, what happens after that hearing?
Yes, so if the court is satisfied that the grounds for divorce have been established, as I've spoken just earlier on, and that the application has been properly served on the other party, if it wasn't made jointly, the court will normally grant the divorce. Now, the divorce order becomes final 1 month from the date of the hearing, and at that time a divorce order will be sent to you and your former spouse, if they have provided their address.
There's often discussion in relation to family law about when a person can actually, you know, think about, or both couples, I suppose, think about a property settlement. When can they actually think about this?
Yes, Dan, that's a very important question. Now, it is very important to note that there is a time limit of 12 months after the divorce is final. in which you can finalise your property settlement with your spouse, or to apply to the court for property orders if you've been unable to reach an agreement. Now, if the time limit has expired, that is the 12-month time limit, you can make an application to the court seeking leave. And what I mean by that, Dan, is seeking permission to proceed with your out-of-time application. However, it is important to note that this is granted in very limited circumstances. This is why at Australian Family Lawyers, we generally advise finalising property matters before applying for a divorce. And if you do find yourself in such a situation, we highly recommend that you contact Australian Family Lawyers and we can assist you further with that.
So what does service of divorce documents mean? Who actually does this?
Yes. Service is a legal term. And what it means is giving court documents to your spouse after they have been filed with the court and they've been sealed by the court. What I mean by sealed by the court is they've been stamped by the court. Now, service ensures all parties have received the documents which have been filed with the court. Now, if you have made your application, if you have made a sole application for divorce, you must arrange for those documents to be served on your spouse. Now, those documents include a sealed copy of the application for divorce, a copy of the publication Marriage, Families and Separation, and any other documents filed with the court, except the photocopy of your marriage certificate. If you have made a joint application for a divorce, you do not need to serve those documents.
And how does a spouse serve divorce documents?
Well, you can serve documents on your spouse in two ways, service by post or by hand. Now, if you are serving the documents by post, this should only be attempted if you are confident that your spouse will return the acknowledgement of service form. Without this, the court cannot be sure your spouse has received the documents. And in this instance, you might need to you might have to arrange for service by hand before the application can be considered by the court. So serving documents by hand, what this means is that you actually cannot serve the documents on your spouse yourself. You must arrange for a person over 18 years of age to serve the documents on your spouse. This can be a family member, friend. However, we generally advise this to be a professional process server to ensure that those documents have been served on the spouse. Now, if there are lawyers involved and if your spouse does have a lawyer who is willing to accept service, then you can serve those documents on the lawyer, and generally, you know, the spouses contact their lawyers and the lawyers can then arrange for service of those documents.
Now, are there any time limits for serving the documents to the court?
Yes, there are time limits. So if your spouse is in Australia, those documents must be served at least 28 days before the court hearing. And if your spouse is overseas, the documents must be served at least 42 days before the court hearing.
And what if a person is having trouble serving the divorce application on the spouse? What do they do?
Yes, well, if you are having trouble serving divorce documents on your spouse, you can apply to the court for, now once again, these are legal terminologies, substituted service or dispensation of service. Now, the legal issues surrounding substituted service and dispensation of service are complex, and I do recommend that you seek legal advice and contact Australian Family Lawyers, and we can further assist you, not just with issues with service, also handling, you know, your divorce application, divorce matters generally, and we would be pleased to assist the general public out there.
Lydia, there's so much involved in this. Do you recommend that people should actually come and seek some advice before they contemplate separation or divorce?
Oh, thank you, Dan, for that question. We generally do advise people to contact a solicitor in order to get some legal advice if they are contemplating getting a divorce. Now, at Australian Family Lawyers, we are highly experienced with handling divorce matters and would be pleased to assist people with providing legal advice and assistance with their divorce application.
Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate contacting us. If you're in Melbourne, call us today on 03 9188 3184. Or if you're in Sydney, 02 9188 2031. Thank you.